You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Detroit basketball! What is happening? Welcome to the Lockdown Pistons podcast, your episode for Monday, March the 22nd, and trade rumors plus Blake's debut and a Pistons split. This is your boy Matt Shook, the host of the Lockdown Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life, just like you guys, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well.
And I'm Brother Brian, and that was a lot of basketball this weekend.
Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. Thanks for listening. Thanks for spreading the word about the Locked On Pistons podcast. Taping this late on a Sunday night, Cade Cunningham looks like he's in trouble in the second round of the NCAA tournament against the Beavers of Oregon State. And sorry, I guess apologies to our Michigan State listeners, because on Thursday, while we were taping, and very at the end of the show too, it looked like Michigan State had a pretty good handle on things, so turns out they did lose in overtime, despite what we said on Friday's show. So maybe we cursed the Spartans there. But Pistons split a weekend pair. Brother Brian's going to have the details for us there. Blake Griffin, in a really bizarre Brooklyn Nets jersey, number two for the Nets, made his debut and did something that he hasn't done in a long time on a basketball court. Also, what big name has been linked to the Detroit Pistons this past weekend, and a show announcement a little bit later on that the longtime listeners will want to hear for sure. But give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that, also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, and check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons - Matt Shook. Give Brother Brian a follow at bshook12 on Twitter, and also the Play Michigan Twitter account, play_Michigan. But Brian, a good weekend for you, hopefully, but not quite as good as Oral Roberts, though, huh?
No, I just saw that they got moving on to the Sweet 16, and it's going to be battling a lot of upsets this year. It hasn't exactly been chalk, so kind of a lot of Cinderella stories that are looking like they could unfold.
The Pistons kind of take a back seat in the NBA, really taking a back seat in general with the, I guess, the LaMelo Ball injury news coming in tonight, which is bad for him, and the Charlotte Hornets, who had a nice little run going, and it sounds like LeBron going to be out for a little while too, shakes up the MVP race there. So a lot of basketball stuff to talk about, the NCAA tournament, of course, but the Pistons still played a couple of games. If you're watching these games, you're a diehard, and so congrats to you, and good stuff there. But they got the split, so let's start with the good for the Pistons in the wins column anyway, and that is Friday night in Houston.
Yeah, and life isn't good in Houston right now, as the Pistons sent them to their franchise worst 19th straight loss. Kind of the couple stories of the night, one of them was Frank Jackson is shooting from the floor, 7 of 10, 5 of 5 from deep. He scored 23 points, just kind of came out of nowhere and was really in control early in the game and just would not miss.
Yeah, the Rockets made it 20 on Sunday against the Oklahoma City Thunder, and just a disaster going on right there. And we will talk about one of their players a little bit later, too.
Yeah, and the two rookies stepped up again. Sadiq Bey, 20 points, 6 rebounds. The efficiency this game, and we're going to talk about him a little bit in this next game as well. The efficiency hasn't been there, kind of a little cold streak. Still put up 20 and 6. And Isaiah Stewart, active as ever, 13-9, a couple of assists as well. He's just, you know, been a revelation. He really can change the trajectory of a game when he comes into it.
Yeah, I saw the Athletic writer that covers the Houston Rockets tweet maybe during the game or after that the Pistons were the best 11-29 team he's ever seen. So, but when you're dealing with basically a G League team in Houston right now, and they got some names on that team, but obviously something's not right in Houston. They know they're rebuilding too, but that's the tailspin. If you saw the footage of Steven Silas after the game on Zoom, that's the dark side of the rebuild, and that you could be putting your first-year coach through, and the darkness that comes with a 20-game losing streak. Nice that the Pistons are certainly avoiding those kind of situations this year.
Yeah, and Josh Jackson and Jeremy Grant back up to their old ways. Jackson had 15 and Jeremy Grant with 18. For the Rockets, Christian Wood in his homecoming had a double-double. A lot of points early. Scored, I think, 11 of the first 15 Houston Rocket points. He ended up with a double-double, 18 points, 11 rebounds, threw in a couple of blocks as well. So it was a good homecoming, but it was a good kind of revenge game early, but it really kind of got away from Christian Wood and the rest of the Rockets later in the game.
Two straight wins for the Detroit Pistons heading into Sunday evening and the Chicago Bulls back in town at LCA.
Yeah, and then the Pistons put up their lowest point total, or tying their lowest point total of the year. If you got to go all the way back to January against Utah to see a game where they also scored 86 points. Led this game by Jeremy Grant with 26. Isaiah Stewart off the bench, 11-6. In that first half, he's 5-8 from the floor, 1-2 from deep. Is he becoming a legitimate NBA scoring threat?
Yeah, I think that you're seeing the flashes that we saw earlier in the season, but they're just becoming more frequent now. He's knocking down the shots from three-point land. I mean, the progression that he's made this year has been, I mean, because just the energy was so obvious early, but the skill development so far this season has been further along than you would have imagined. And I know that Sadiq on Friday had the game, but more consistency we're seeing from him, and an awkward time to say that after his game on Sunday. But yeah, I mean, the rookies and the development that's going on by and large for the Pistons has been outstanding, and hopefully we get Killian Hayes back soon.
Double-double for Mason Plumlee with 12 and 10. Frank Jackson also had 12 points. Sadiq Bey really struggling again. He's kind of going through a cold streak, maybe a little bit of a rookie wall, but hopefully he's able to snap out of that pretty quickly. Pistons split against the spread over the weekend. The under came in both games. And the team will be back in action on Wednesday in Indiana, joining with the rest of the NCAA tournament in that state. It'll be on Fox Sports Detroit and 97.1 The Ticket.
1-for-12 from Josh Jackson off the bench as well. A struggle fest for him. But and Sekou, the DNP that we see there. We've talked about Ellington. You know, has Sekou and Ellington possibly played their last games for the Detroit Pistons? An answer that we will find out very soon, as Thursday, this coming Thursday, this week, is the NBA trade deadline. You can pretty much count on the rest of the shows this week to be focusing on that, and we will be focusing on that up next, as well as the Pistons, I guess their biggest transaction of the year that already happened midseason, came to fruition for his new team, and also who's the player that's been linked to the Pistons lately as well, another big name across the NBA. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But first, don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body. Whether you're an elite athlete or someone like me just trying to make it through the day tension-free, Theragun can help. Theragun is the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using a scientifically calibrated combo of depth, speed, and power, and it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. The Gen 4 Theragun doesn't just feel good, it gets to the source of the pain by releasing tension using Theragun's signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. Whether you want to treat your muscle tension from working out, an injury, or just the stresses of everyday life, there's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. The OLED screen and design makes you feel like you're holding something from the future. Just go to their site and check it out. And the Theragun app learns from your behaviors and suggests guided routines. Theragun is trusted by 250 professional sports teams like Real Madrid and elite athletes like Paul George, DeAndre Hopkins, Maria Sharapova, hundreds of thousands of customers, and me. Try Theragun for 30 days starting at only $199. Go to Theragun.com/lockedon right now to get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's Theragun.com/lockedon. Theragun.com/lockedon.
It's Bang the Over Brother Brian, and you know what I'm here to talk to you about. Bet Online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. Bet Online even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. Bet Online has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
Yes, sir!
Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcast. Speaking of your podcast, I got a big announcement for the show here on Locked On Pistons, which is coming up a little bit later on today. But Brother Brian joining us, as he often does, always on Friday and other times throughout the week as well, helping out with the live recap of a split of Detroit Pistons action. But some other interesting news on the Pistons front is Blake Griffin made his debut in a Brooklyn Nets jersey on Sunday night against the Washington Wizards. Sat out, kind of ramping up things for a little while. Came in off the bench, played about 8 minutes in the first half and then seven more in the second half. 2 points, and it was a dunk for his 2 points. Hadn't dunked since I think I was in high school, and it's been a while since Blake Griffin throwing one down, but he did it. But that was his only 2 points of the game. Took a charge late in the first half. I was actually up at FanDuel Sportsbook at Motor City Casino watching some of the basketball games. So had the Nets on, had the Pistons on, had all the NCAA stuff on as well. Bruce had 8 points all in the first half, 16 minutes off the bench, as well as the Nets get the win against the Washington Wizards. But Blake, you know, I'd say that he looks like he's a little bit more trim. He certainly looks like he's in shape. He's not going to be jumping over cars anytime soon, but he did throw one down, and it's nice to see. Pistons fans are certainly rooting for Blake.
Yeah, I'm happy for him. And, you know, he was smiling on the court. He was having fun again with James Harden in a couple of clips I saw. He was a team-leading plus 12 for the night, so he is contributing. I know that the stat sheet, 2 points, two rebounds, and a block, a very nice block on Bradley Beal, as a matter of fact. But, you know, he's not. There's really no pressure on Blake and come in against the second unit a lot of times and maybe beat up on some younger or less physical players and, you know, pick and choose his spots as he kind of did with the Pistons because, you know, that first Lakers game, he had a big game. He kind of can pick and choose a game every couple weeks where he can really come in and contribute quite a bit of energy.
Yeah, and the block of Beal and drawing the charge from Beal there early in the game, a nice look for Blake. Endearing himself, the young up-and-coming guy, endearing himself to his teammates with the hustle plays there. But some more news from the weekend. Brian Windhorst of ESPN.com, and it's silly season. We're going to be doing trade rumors, and we'll be talking about them and breaking them down here on Locked On Pistons all week leading up to Thursday's trade deadline. But Victor Oladipo, and this is a guy who should and seems like he does have plenty of suitors. It's a Houston team that's clearly in a tailspin and really benefiting from some losses as well, and an expiring contract for Victor Oladipo, $21 million. Linked to the Pistons. Windhorst says the Pistons are lurking around along with other teams as well. To me, you know, Miami's in the mix as well. It seems to me that this is probably and I know that there's some Maryland background, and you know that's the area of the world that the Troy Weaver comes from as well. And if the Pistons are looking to add some talent going into next year, this could be a way to acquire some bird rights as well to possibly to re-sign Victor Oladipo. But this is another move, to me, that on the surface really doesn't make a lot of sense for the Pistons.
No, it doesn't. And the thing that just jumps out at me at Victor Oladipo, and he's a nice player, he's fun to watch, and when he's on the court, he's usually been very productive. And actually, his production's probably kind of gone up in this season. But that's the thing, is being on the court. He hasn't played more than 36 games in 3 years. So, you know, right now, as he's getting older, I mean, he's not the biggest guy. So as he starts to break down a little bit, I don't know that you can depend on him to be there, you know, to help this team kind of grow and take the next step.
Yeah, it's just an awkward fit. The timeline doesn't quite work. But again, this would be one of those kind of buy low situations, right? Because he had the breakout season when the Indiana Pacers acquired him. He was just an all-world type of player in 17-18 and even going in to 18-19 as well, has the devastating injury, comes back but isn't quite the same player in his last year plus for the Indiana Pacers. And now, again, since the trade, playing well for Houston, putting up numbers, but just not quite the same guy, but 28 years old. But we have seen that when you have some ties to the D.C. area, that Troy Weaver maybe could be thinking about those type of guys and bringing them in. Now, that doesn't help the draft situation this year, but that might not be something that Troy Weaver focused on. He's not focusing on the things that the tanking or the long-term rebuild or the asset-for-asset type of value plays. He likes his guys. He finds his guys, and he's building culture, and he's doing a very good job building this team and building this roster right now. So if he likes Victor Oladipo and he sees a distressed asset that he could acquire in a situation where maybe you can't get that type of player in other circumstances when he's flying high or when he's playing like he was in Indiana at times, maybe this is a shot that that Troy Weaver wants to make. Although to me, I don't know. I mean, I'm torn going into this week. And by the way, Monday is when you're probably going to start hearing rumors like crazy, because I think that last week teams were kind of doing their own due diligence, making their own meetings, talking to their own in-house folks, and now the phone calls are going to be flying all over the place starting on Monday morning. Everyone's back in the office. So we'll break all that down, and we'll hear some more names tied to the Pistons. But the big question is there a Victor Oladipo? Is there a big move that we don't expect coming this week, or is it going to be that Wayne Ellington, maybe Sekou types of – not huge moves, not big moves that's going to change the trajectory of this team in one way or another. And that's what we've got our eye on. Any read from you, Brian, whether to expect the unexpected from Troy Weaver this week?
Well, Troy Weaver's won the non-basketball court stuff up until this point in his reign. You know, draft night was huge, free agent night was huge, and here's another night that has to do with transactions. But I think what it boils down to is, you know, what percentage of this team has been constructed in its final form in Troy Weaver's mind? You know, are we, you know we only have one guy from last year's roster pre his hiring. You know, what are we going to have in a year from now? How many of these guys are still going to be on the roster? So I wouldn't put it past Troy Weaver to kind of surprise us all for a third transactional back page winning night. But even if, you know, Victor Oladipo is the move that gets made, it's not one I'm going to love. But seeing the resurgence of Gordon Hayward and Charlotte, kind of the same type of situation, gives me maybe a little hope that I'd talk myself into it. But again, I wouldn't, you know, after the draft and after the free agent period, I don't know that I want to see a ton of significant moves made right now. I kind of like the direction we're on right now. But, you know, I'll wait to judge the day until the results come in.
Yeah, and of course, what you give up for Victor Oladipo becomes the big question after that. That's $21 million of salary that you have to match. You talk about DeLon Wright, Mason Plumlee being the veterans out there that we would think be trading to good teams that could use those guys as bench players for their playoff run. Obviously, the Houston Rockets are not concerned about that. Maybe a third team gets involved and those salaries get rerouted to teams that could use them, and that would make a lot of sense. And then what kind of value does Sekou have out there if he's that young guy that gooses this a little bit and gets some, you know, because DeLon Wright and Mason Plumlee, positive assets in and of themselves, but not movers in terms of things that will move the needle for some team in a big way to try to make this deal happen. So if you get Oladipo coming in, you're probably going to have to give up more value than just those two guys. And then the question becomes Sekou, number 15 pick last year, really showed some flashes as a rookie, hasn't been that much of a contributor this year to the Pistons, appears to be in the doghouse or whatever house you want to put him in right now, but still only 20 years old and a guy that a team like the Rockets might appreciate on their timeline as a guy who could be something. And if not, really no big deal, because you're kind of losing, and you're probably going to lose Oladipo in the future anyway. And you got that big John Wall contract. Eric Gordon's on the books forever. It's not a team that's going to be good next season either. So this is kind of a long-term look for those guys, and we'll see what Houston can do. But there's teams out there. Again, I mentioned Miami. You want to throw Denver out there as a team that could use a little backcourt upgrade as well. The trade exception is still lurking for the Boston Celtics, and apparently the Pistons are lurking for Victor Oladipo. So there's another rumor to keep your eye on as we start the silly trade season week, which it's a fun one, and I'm excited to see the rumors and excited to see what Troy Weaver has up his sleeve. But up next, got a big announcement for Locked On Pistons for you. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. But first, this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence for when it's time to perform. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you will receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problems here. Blue Chew's Sildenafil and Tadalafil tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code LOCKDOWN at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code LOCKDOWN to receive your first month free, and we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. We have been telling you about Built Bar, the best-tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is the amazing low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, amazing-tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all bars. Now's the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. Today's matchup is coconut versus birthday cake. I have not had birthday cake. Again, I'm not going to lie to you about that. It sounds terrific. I'm going to get my hands on it. Coconut's a classic, but I'm so intrigued and aroused by the idea of birthday cake that I want that, and I'm going to check that one out. So that's my vote for that. Go to BuiltBar.com or go to bar_built on Twitter. Make your voice, make your vote be heard. The democracy, it's all good. Remember to use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That is LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com, and check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. Get more analysis on the top prospects available in this year's NBA draft with the Locked On NBA Draft podcast, scouting reports, draft rumors, mock drafts, and full coverage of March Madness 4 days a week from credentialed draft experts. Subscribe today and follow Locked On NBA Draft. Wanted to keep you guys in the loop about some upcoming developments with the Locked On Pistons podcast. At the end of this month, so next week, March 31st, will be my last episode of hosting the Locked On Pistons podcast. That will be 3.5 years in the books. This is my decision. This has nothing to do with bad feelings about the network or anything like that. Couldn't be further from the truth, leaving on great terms. Locked On Network has been great to me, and you guys as listeners have been great to me. As usual, I apologize to a lot of the, especially the core listeners that maybe I should have reached out to in the past week or so when the final decision was being made. But it's just a time commitment that I'm not able to keep up with. And looking ahead going forward, it's just going to get even tougher and tougher. As you guys can imagine, I believe, doing a daily podcast day in and day out, a little bit less so during the off season, but it's a big time commitment. This is my side gig. It's not my full-time job. You know, I work in the gambling industry, and that's taken off, and there's a lot of opportunities and a lot of energy that I should be putting into that, and I'm going to kind of find that lane. I think this is going to open up some more chances for me to keep doing some of the writing on the side as well, and I believe that there will come a day, someday, one way or another, where I will be podcasting or something similar to that in the future as well. And if you guys follow me on social media, I'll keep you posted on that. So again, apologies to you guys for kind of throwing it out there like this. I know, thinking about some of the core listeners that I've interacted with over the years that have become friends in a lot of cases of mine, I'll be reaching out to you guys. So anyway, another week or so of me, we'll get through the trade deadline. Brother Brian will be here for this week and into next week as well. But the main reason why I wanted to get this information out there to you guys earlier rather than later is that the Locked On Network will be looking for someone to take over Locked On Pistons. This is not my decision. It will be the network's decision. However, if you would like to find out more about it, or if you're interested in it, or you want your name passed along to the powers that be, reach out to me as soon as possible. Or if you know someone who you think might be good, or you listen to another Pistons podcast, there are many Pistons podcasts out there, which is another reason why I feel okay about abandoning you guys or leaving you guys here on Locked On Pistons. Not only are you going to get a great host to take over this show someday, But there's also other options out there too, and you know about them. We've talked about them on this show, and not difficult to find them as well. I'm not even going to try to list them just because there are so many, and I have a lot of respect for the work that everyone puts into it. We'll get into the thank yous and maybe look back a little bit next week after the trade deadline. I think we've got like probably next week a couple shows, maybe a few Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that. We'll look back on again 3.5 years. It's flown by. I want to thank all you guys for listening. And again, we'll get the tears out next week, and Brother Brian will give his thoughts as well. But just want to let you know again, through the end of the month. So next week will be Wednesday, March 31st, I believe, whatever date that is. That will be my last show as host of the Locked On Pistons podcast. And if you are interested or know someone or can recommend someone that you think would be great, you listen to this other podcast that maybe folks haven't heard of, and this person does a great job, let us know, and I will pass that information along to the powers that be. And, I know that there will be someone strong, or maybe a team of people that are strong, and because it's a great podcast network, and they do great work. And thank you guys so much for these 3.5 years. I apologize for dropping it, a little bit suddenly, but just got to devote my energies to other things. I know that a lot of you guys like me are thinking about getting back into the world here, hopefully in the spring and summer, actually after you get vaccinated, and just thinking about a long off season and the energies that I'm already taking away from my daily life / work life. So that's that. And I just think it's also time for a new voice. It's also time for, hopefully, not to be ageist, but I think a younger person would be great to kind of step in. I am leery of sometimes being that older person who, A, doesn't even necessarily need this job, so to speak, and is kind of taking away or blocking opportunities from the next generation. And again, doesn't have to be a younger person. Maybe it'll be a person just looking for an opportunity like this that can kind of keep their career going, advance their career. So a million thanks to David Locke and his whole crew. We're going to get into more of it next week, but just want to throw it out there. Signing off March 31st as host of the Locked On Pistons podcast. You guys have meant the world to me, and have helped keep me through and keep me going. Seems like I get a great message from a new person on Twitter or something that listens to the show right when I'm thinking about whether it's worth it to be up till 1:19 in the morning when I got to get up for work the next day, talking about the Detroit Pistons after some lean times here in these past 3.5 years. But I feel good about whoever's taking over. We'll have a good time and a good team and an interesting situation to jump into as well. But more about that in the coming weeks. I'm excited. I'm happy for you guys that you're going to have a new voice in your lives, and I know that we'll stay in touch as well. But that'll do it for this episode of Locked On Pistons. Thanks, as always, to Brother Brian. Now, tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Hollinger and Duncan. Have a great day. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.